Text 4. Sources of electricity. As said before, there are electrons and protons in the atoms of all materials. But to do useful work, these charges must be separated in order to produce a potential difference that will create a flow, a current. Some of the more common methods of producing electricity are 1. Friction. It produces static electricity. In an insulator, electrons can be separated by rubbing, which produces opposite charges that remain in the dielectric. 2. Conversion of chemical energy. Chemicals are used in both wet and dry cells and batteries. The chemical reaction produces opposite charges on two dissimilar metals, which function as the positive and negative terminals. 3. Ions. Atoms can be made to gain or lose orbital electrons either through a chemical reaction or through the electric field of an applied voltage. Such atoms with a net charge are called ions. These ion charges can be either positive or negative. Ions generally provide ionization currents in liquids and gases. 4. Electromagnetism. Electricity and magnetism are closely related. Any moving charge has a magnetic field, which can produce current. The magnetic field will be in a plane perpendicular to the current. The magnetic field of any current is the basis of many electromagnetic applications, including magnets, relays, loudspeakers, transformers, and coils in general. An electric motor is one example of the use of a coil. A generator produces voltage by means of a conductor rotating in a magnetic field. 5. Photoelectricity. It means that some materials can emit electrons when light strikes their surfaces. For example, cesium. 6. Thermal emission. When materials are heated, they can throw electrons off from their surfaces. 7. Doping of semiconductors. For example, germanium and silicon can be changed from the inert condition by adding small amounts of an impure element. This technique of adding charges to a semiconductor is called doping.